So basically, this interview is to talk about how COVID-19 has affected your faith and your beliefs. So if you want to maybe just start with like what religion you follow or practice, and then yeah, just kind of go from there.
Hi, my name is Alexandra. I am an Orthodox Christian, and I think there's different levels to this question, like how has COVID-19 affected my faith and my beliefs? I think it's definitely been causing me to lean on my faith more and even kind of believe in this higher power and lean on this higher power in a stronger way. But at the same time, right now, like all our churches are closed. Churches are closed. And so being challenged to figure out how to come together as a community virtually and things like that. So it definitely has made me realize that I could take many aspects of my faith for granted, like the community aspect, but at the same time, it has shown me that like the church building is not my faith, if that makes sense.
It is more of like a private experience, right? I feel the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
So you, yeah, anything else?
That's it for now.
Okay. You did kind of mention how things have kind of become virtual now, but is any part of your religious community still gathering? And so that's the first part of the question. And then the next thing is, how has COVID kind of affected your participation in your community? I know you said you have turned to faith during this hard time.
Yeah.
What are you still continuing to do?
Yeah, and so just they are allowing a couple people in the churches, but mainly just like the priest and one person to sing and one person to help if needed. So it's very minimal. So I've still been live streaming those, but I definitely feel more. The community that I'm a part of is in a different state right now, and so that kind of has made me feel a lot. I felt disconnected to that community, but not being back home with my immediate family, we've been making kind of the faith a part of our home. So it's like making kind of church the part of our home, which has been like a really a beautiful aspect for sure. And as far as like we have different virtual outreach committees, and so being involved in those, and a lot of people are, it's interesting, like the younger generation is definitely helping with like how can we create spaces for people to still like give to the church, because the church is definitely struggling financially now too, because no one's coming and going and giving money each week or things like that. So
That's awesome that you talked about that, because that was my next question, is if your church is supplying or engaged in any kind of community service to help alleviate all the problems caused by the pandemic. And so you said, you mentioned outreach programs. Is that just for support, like emotional support, or also financial?
The churches, they've just paired with a program that helps to connect people with jobs who've lost their jobs, like the wider church as a whole in Chicago. And then the specific church that I go to, they've been organizing like people who will help call the elderly in our specific community to see if they like need any assistance with groceries or things like that. And then also each kind of parish does it. Like each church will do different things like locally, but yeah, right now, so pairing with the job outreach and then figuring out how we can give back, especially through like calling and checking in for our elderly, is what my specific church has been doing right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's like religion right now, or faith groups are serving as like a place for people to go for support, which is really
Yeah,
nice.
yeah. Oh, yeah, and is this still being recorded? Okay, yeah. Oh, and, yeah, and as far as like, and nationally, our church, they have a mental health task force, and so they've actually put together like resources for people on the front lines, as well as like mental health connections for them. And our church definitely believes in the power of prayer, and so we've had like a prayer list that people can send in their names and then specific churches will be praying for those people who are on the front lines, like, weekly, and have a place where they can live stream those services. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of, like, connect the community as a whole.
That's beautiful. That is amazing. And then what are your thoughts about, this isn't, like, one of the official questions, but what are your thoughts about, like, faith groups that are still congregating despite the stay-at-home orders?
Yeah. I know. I think that's hard. I think, of course, right now, like, coronavirus is a serious thing, and so I think it's hard to, of course, a lot of people probably think, like, oh, I couldn't get sick in a holy place and things like that, but I think it's hard to be, like, not listening to, it's hard to know what the right thing to do right now is, too, but I think as far as, like, if we know that it can spread so easily, like, why would we be putting people at risk, you know,
mm-hmm.
For, like, large groups.
Mm-hmm. So you do believe in, like, the balance between faith or, like, belief or trust in God, but also, like, to use medicine and science, right?
Yeah. Like, I think they both can definitely coexist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also there's ways, like, we can try to gather virtually or gather with people in our homes, and that can be just as powerful in its own way.
Mm-hmm. And you just experienced that, right, with Easter?
Yeah. Like, my family was all in the living room together with candles and things like that. So that was really a cool experience for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely something we'll remember for forever.
Yeah, for sure.
And then just, like, a fun question, but what are your thoughts on, like, the coronavirus conspiracy theories?
I think you've got to give it to those conspiracy theorists who really, I mean, if you don't have much to do with your time right now to think up other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I definitely think there's a little too much data out there to think that it started like that. But so I'm not someone who agrees with those conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
I'm just wondering, do you think that's because of your faith?
That I don't believe in this conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people who are, like, ultra-religious, though, and do believe in the conspiracy theories.
Okay.
I think I do kind of trust the CDC and things like that, and so, like, don't think they would be lying to us, you know, and think, like, that these brilliant scientists know a little bit too much, like, I wouldn't just go behind everyone.
Yeah.
I don't think that could be possible, really, but, And also, I don't think it really would benefit anyone to be investing my, like, to be dwelling on those types of thoughts, too.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But. Yeah, because there have been so many people that are like, well, how come we haven't found a cure yet? And how come there's no vaccine yet? And, like, you know, just how come, and I always, I don't know, I kind of think of it as, like, it's just a reminder that man only knows so much and is only capable of so much.
Yeah, absolutely, and that people are working so hard and so many people are, like, working on the front lines and sacrificing time with their family, and so many scientists are putting all their funding towards this right now and working hard, but also it's like they don't want to be careless about this, and it's just a reality that vaccines take at least 6 months, if not more, to be made. And so, like, those of us who don't know that much about, like, science or epidemiology might, like, go to rush to thinking about that instead of maybe, like, educating ourselves a little more, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely interesting times.
Definitely interesting times, for sure.
But I definitely feel like we're blessed to like, have our faith to turn to.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it gives us, like, a sense of purpose and meaning in life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So even when, like, your job might have shifted, or your housing might have shifted, or your employment might have shifted. And so to know that, like, there is some consistency still,
mm-hmm.
and there is some bigger purpose or bigger, it definitely, like, gives me a sense of peace.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I think I have noticed, like, people who do have kind of a strong faith background, or just, like, strong faith, no matter the religion, I think I have noticed a sense of peace in those people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, I feel like I've been a little bit more disconnected myself from my faith recently, and I feel like that almost is a reason that I had been feeling a little bit anxious around this time. And so whereas people I know who have been a little bit stronger in their faith recently have been kind of less anxious and worried, and like, and just trusting that if they take the appropriate precautions, you know,
mm-hmm.
that things are going to be okay, hopefully. And like, it's okay. It's, the unknown is scary, but right now we just have to trust and hold on to what we do know and only focus on what is in our control.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a good reminder. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I hope you and your family stay safe and healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking to me.